For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We are on the tee at hole number one, Lake of Isles in Connecticut, where the match two will happen later. And if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, then you can see some groups going off. And I want to thank everybody here at Lake of Isles, because these guys all booked a tee time, and Lake of Isles is giving half of that to the Greg Hill Foundation. So
that's awesome.
And you can see them teeing off behind us. And please do not disturb the greens, because we need the roll to be exquisite later on today, Sean.
Of course.
Although you got out for a practice round yesterday.
I did. Very nice. Got to play with my caddy today, Tyler.
Okay.
Appreciate Grant putting that together. That was awesome. Okay. Got to play 11 holes on the South course. Got to play the first three over here at the North. So I got a little bit of a preview of what you and I are going to be facing today.
Okay. And you were working while you were here and booked a guest for later?
Yeah. I happened to run into Frankie Borelli from Barstool Sports, the 4Play podcast. Wicked nice guy, by the way.
All right.
Talked to him in the clubhouse for a couple minutes.
Did he want to talk to you, or probably not?
No, he actually was talking to me.
Oh, all
right.
Oh,
yeah. So it didn't seem like I was holding him against his will.
All right.
Super nice guy. And Grant was just informing me he's going to stop by in about 20, 30 minutes.
Okay. All right.
You would love Frankie. His dad owns pizza places on Long Island.
Really?
Oh.
To be absolutely amazing.
Frankie B.
I'm not a fan of New York pizza.
You're not?
No. No.
Why?
No.
You don't like a big, long slice of pizza?
I don't like anything. Anything to do with New York.
He's a bar pizza guy.
Yeah, okay. Bar pizza till he dies.
We need to do the we are basically on the Mason-Dixon line, right?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yep.
New York bagels are better than Boston bagels.
Nope.
That
nope.
Curtis is 100%.
Is that place in Southie that brings the bagels? What's it called?
What? It's like he just wakes up for a minute.
No.
He wakes up for a minute and then goes back into his coma.
What's the place in Seaport?
Pop-up bagels?
Yeah, the place in Seaport.
Yeah, pop-up bagels.
Isn't that like a New York style of bagel?
I think it's a very unique. That's sort of its own.
Oh, okay. I thought they said that was like the New York.
It may
bagel.
Originated in New York.
They say they try. New York people. I know we have to get to the news.
Sorry.
New York people try to act like their bagels are better, and they say it's because of the water.
No, they're and just better. I mean, they're better. I hate New York. I wouldn't want to live there, but they have good bagels.
All right. If they're anything like that place in Seaport, they're much better than Massachusetts bagels.
You love pop-up bagels.
Yeah, and they were telling me that they were like based because there was something about the – if New York's anything like that, they blow us out of the water when it comes to bagels.
Maybe it started in New York, pop-up bagels. I don't know.
All
right. I have no idea. All right. Anyway, Shime, let's get to today's news.
Yes, Greg, let's begin with a man was arrested in connection with two separate incidents that occurred in Boston Wednesday morning and appeared in court. He is accused of murder and attacking a student with a metal pole.
Jeez. Is this the thing on the Common the other morning?
Correct.
At 5 a.m. or something?
Yep. Ashley Jeremy of Bedford is charged with murder, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and larceny under $1,200. He was arraigned in court Thursday morning. A forensic psychologist spoke with Jeremy before his arraignment Thursday, told the judge that he would not cooperate and needs a longer mental health evaluation. We can hear courtroom audio from the forensic psychologist.
Given the very serious and violent nature of the allegations against him, as well as his history of being charged with numerous violent offenses in the past, I would recommend that such an evaluation occur pursuant to 15B at Bridgewater State Hospital.
So just a random thing? Like just no reason for it? Like just a and
took attacked some, a student with a metal pole.
Took somebody's life randomly out of the blue.
Yep, okay. And stole money.
Yeah, awful.
It's a crazy time. Yep. Another trial, Greg, that we've actually talked about. I think we talked about it yesterday in the news as well, or earlier in the week. The Clancy trial.
Yes.
The husband has begged the court not to show any of the pictures of the children or the scene, specifically
in court for the jurors, or just
for the public.
For the public,
okay. Correct. He does not want any of this released to the public. Specifically, Patrick is asking them to prevent the public from listening to the 911 call he made immediately after he found his children unresponsive in the basement of their Summer Street home back in January 2023. He wants to protect the public from seeing and sharing photographs of his three children, including images taken before their deaths.
How do you feel about that?
So I have so many thoughts on this, but I cannot fathom being him. Like, none of us can. That is the most horrific to come home from getting dinner. He literally left to get dinner.
Yep.
He returned home to finding his life over with his, like, I just, you can't even think about it. But it's not up to him. Like, it's not, you don't get to decide this stuff. Like, there are people killed every day whose faces you see, and it's awful.
Yeah.
And part of the reason it's awful is that maybe it's a deterrent. Maybe it forces us to pay attention to things. Maybe it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the other thing with this, Greg.
They kids, though, man. They kids. Like,
I don't get it. I mean, either way, I get it. I'm just saying, man.
Like, I would do the same thing. Like, you know, like, don't put my kids, like, whatever it is he's saying, like, those are his kids, like.
But if you murder kids, you should go to jail.
He doesn't, you should go to the jail. He's saying to the public, right?
But he does not believe. He's remarried.
Yeah.
Correct.
But he does not believe that his ex-wife, the mother of his kids, that she ought to go to jail. I think he.
But
he
what I do that, think there's, this should, right. If it does, I mean, anything. As someone who has been hospitalized for mental health a couple times, you never know. Maybe there again. The fact is that there is an instant desire by caretakers to medicate as opposed to treat. And those are two different things. And that I hope that this does open the eyes that you don't cure it of these things. You have to, I understand if you're suicidal and you need to have some antidepressant medication or anything else, but the only way out is through. Mm. And you need to treat the actual issues through therapeutic enterprise as opposed to just using medicine to fix things, because there are serious side effects to antidepressants and other medicine that people take, and it can lead to these types of things.
And that's what the defense is blaming the medication.
Is that what they're doing?
Yes.
Yeah. She should rot under the jail. Stop it. She should rot under the jail. Like, I look at it like this. I know people deal with mental health and have mental health issues. My mother dealt with it. When you know the difference between right and wrong, and you know, taking the lives of your kids or just people in general, you know that's wrong. And I understand you might be dealing with stuff, but that's not an excuse. I'm not buying that. You know the difference. You know you can function in society for 70-80% of the time. You understand right and wrong. Mm. And to kill your kids because you might not be able to deal with whatever's going on, whether it's postpartum depression, there's nothing you could tell me. If you feel like you can't deal with it and you happen to do something yourself, I would never say you're supposed to do that. But you don't hurt innocent kids that weren't saying, like, hey, I want to be on this earth. It wasn't their choice. They were brought here because you guys made a decision to have kids.
It's a very polarizing issue. Like,
hell no.
Two different.
If I was on the jury,
dump that, Tom.
You can't swear like.
Oh, did I swear?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I'd be
can
like,
you wait, just wait a month and we'll be on Sirius XM.
Oh yeah, that's
it. Nope, we're still gonna have to dump it on that too.
Because I'm on the radio. But we can see. I maintain that we will be, once we get, so we're still going to, people asked me this, were asking me last night.
Yep.
We will always be on the radio. We will always be on the Odyssey app. But we are also going to be available as a channel on Sirius XM starting September 1st. I believe that we can then, therefore, swear like sailors, and you just have to dump out of it for the radio broadcast.
Maybe.
Why,
maybe
why,
a little
you're
bit.
Concerned about that?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned.
You would pay the fine. I'm not responsible for the
Other button. You
if I'm not swearing, I'm not paying anything.
Yes, yeah. All right. Anyway, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, next, former NBA star Ty Lawson in a bit of hot water. I believe Mitch and Eamon have his mugshot for you on Twitch. He was arrested last week for shoplifting vodka.
Oh, damn.
The 38-year-old was taken into custody by Castle Rock Police in Colorado at around 8 p.m. on July 16th after a liquor store worker accused him of drunkenly stealing a $34 bottle of vodka. Lawson allegedly took the bottle with him to a nearby restaurant, was confronted by police and thrown in handcuffs after he smelled of a, quote, unknown alcoholic substance. While in police control, Lawson was accused of being a nightmare to his arresting officer, screaming and calling him the B word repeatedly and a white B repeatedly during the pre-booking process.
Okay. Well, how much did he make in the NBA?
Well, that's a good...
Any idea?
Let's see.
I mean, you can be, you know, you can come off the bench last.
$62 million approximately.
All right. So, vodka is expensive now.
So he made $62 million, and I'm guessing that it's gone if he is shoplifting vodka.
Right. JJ Redick's going to do this really solemn piece about how much money went to taxes.
Wow.
All right. What else?
Well, Greg.
For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked earlier this week, you called yourself a dinosaur.
Yes.
Well, a dinosaur's been stolen.
Oh.
A nearly 300-pound Sinclair dinosaur was stolen from a Montana gas station Sunday evening and was found the next day bolted to a cliff nearly 10 miles away near Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, okay.
So it's like one of those giant decorative dinosaurs.
Yeah. Did Courtney talk about the Arabias where the dinosaurs are coming back?
She did not, but that would have been a great question to ask.
Oh.
We can actually hear from the employees of the gas station.
It was funny to think that our dinosaur was sitting up in the canyon up there.
Sounds pretty planned out. Missed the cameras, bolted back down. Grand theft dino.
They literally had to unbolt it from a cement pad out here, and they re-bolted it on the cliff.
I mean, I think it's all in good fun. I don't think the people mean to cause any harm.
Yeah, I mean, it's a crime, but it's...
Yeah, a bit of a crime.
It's victimless.
Yeah.
It's really a victimless crime.
It's a lot of work, though.
But I feel like if they... So they said they dodged the cameras. Feels like an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How would you know where the cameras are?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point.
Especially that big of a dinosaur.
You would have had to case the place multiple times.
Good point. Anything else?
Two men were accused of using exotic animals in a photo shoot in a mall parking garage.
Oh.
Vernon Edward Crowley and Jaden Quanez Evans were arrested in Baltimore after doing the photo shoot in the mall parking lot featuring women holding exotic animals models standing in fire.
Ah. Oh. Some of the, for OnlyFans or what?
Either that or maybe a calendar.
Okay. Okay.
Some of the animals included a snake, a tarantula, and a baby spider monkey.
Okay.
Can hear Vernon speaking with CBS Baltimore.
Okay.
We're talking about an empty parking lot with no civilians, full of concrete, and I don't think I've ever seen a parking lot be set on fire with lighter fluid. So basically, we spoke with the security at the mall as well. We explained to him that we was going to have the fire flame photo shoot. He told us basically just be out before the mall closed. You can't show me a baby spider monkey whose spinal cord don't show through their back because they're born that way.
Right. Yeah, he's got several points there.
Yeah. I don't even know what a spider monkey is.
He's right, though. I mean, security told him, go ahead, bring the exotic animals, bring the lighter fluid, light the parking lot on fire while the ladies are there in their bikinis. He had permission.
Right.
I don't know why. Like, why are people getting all worked up about it?
I thought this was America.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, speaking of exotic animals, went to the Mystic Aquarium yesterday evening before our big dinner with Andrea's.
Yes.
Awesome. The best aquarium I've ever been to in my
really?
Life.
Really?
Heck yeah.
Have you been to many aquariums?
Well, just Boston.
Okay.
And we did the Super Bowl party in Atlanta before Super Bowl 53 the Atlanta Aquarium.
They got a nice one.
Yeah. Went to the Sea Lion Show, and James and I went into, they have a mock hurricane thing where you stand in this little, for $6.
Yeah.
You stand and you feel 75 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
And we survived.
Right up your alley as a meteorologist.
I said, take that, Reiner.
Felt like you were in that Twister movie.
It was awesome. But great spot. Awesome. Only cost $140 for three. What a bargain.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
I mean. Yeah.
So that's in Mystic, Connecticut.
The Mystic Aquarium, shockingly.
In Mystic, Connecticut. All right, is that it, Sean?
If you want, real quick, one last one, an international story. The news goes international. A South Korean billionaire was told by the court he needs to pay his ex-wife $645 million U.S. dollars.
Wow.
So they're getting divorced.
Correct.
That must be one of the largest divorce settlements of all time.
It is the largest in Korea's history.
What did Mackenzie Bezos get?
I don't know.
How long were they married for?
Didn't say, but his fortune took off in the last couple years. At the start of 2025, he only was worth $1 billion. He's now worth over $5.3 billion.
Oh, okay.
She originally wanted $945 million. The court knocked it down to $640 million.
And Bezos' wife, didn't she get like a billy?
I don't think she did.
Woo!
I don't think she did.
She did.
Who was it? Gates?
Melinda Gates.
Maybe she got a billy. I know one of them got.
Because she had the Epstein news.
Yes.
So Mackenzie Scott received a 4% stake in Amazon, which is worth approximately $38.3 billion.
Oh, how much? $38.3 billion.
More than a billion.
And she married the science teacher, and then they got divorced. He probably got a couple billion.
He got some of that.
What a guy.
That's not unbelievable. Bad. Wow.
People, we're here.
All right. Great job, Scheim.
Thank you, Greg.
Gallery, this will be the only time you'll be cheering for Scheim today, but go
ahead.
All right. Small but passionate growing gallery here this morning to chirp on the course later on.
Look out.
I'm ready.
So match two happening today. Scheim's opportunity to redeem himself, and we will tee off on the show. End of the show, 9:50 or so this morning. And then you can watch the entire thing on Twitch this afternoon or however long it takes. That's The Greg Hill Show is how you will find that on Twitch later on. And we will be back in 2 minutes on a beautiful sunny day here at Lake of Isles in Connecticut on The Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.